12 to 7 is not two-thirds, even if I voted yes.
Wait a moment. Point of order.
Yes.
To extend time takes two-thirds?
Yes.
I thought just changing the agenda took two-thirds.
An extension of time is a change in the agenda.
Yes.
So we're at time, and we will go to the next item, which is the CFO Supervisory Authority.
A point of information, David.
Yes.
As somebody who will not be on the board more than another few days, is it guaranteed that I will be included in this review of the CFO?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The motion that the committee has put forward says that it's out, that it would be the 2006 board members who would be part of the review, but until the board actually passes something, there's no guarantees to be made.
Of course. Thank you.
Right. Good.
Mr. Chairman, could I just be recognized? I just want to publicly express my deep, almost outrage that this has happened. This is going to move the evaluation of the CFO into probably April. I think this is basically an outrage, and I believe that the Personnel Committee's work around this has been extraordinary, and I believe there was a solution other. There was another solution rather than to block this evaluation until way into 2007. So as a member of this board, as a director of this board, I think in my two terms on this board, I have not been quite as disturbed by a decision by this board as this one, which really has upset me. And I just want to go on record as expressing my concern over this decision.
And I would like to be added to that.
I would like to be included.
Ms. Chairman, point of order.
Dave, you should have a response to that. I have something to say.
So do I.
No,
excuse me. No. Look,
Ms. Chairman, point of order.
We did it within the form we had. I recognize the member of the committee who put forth a great deal of work and was very disturbed, and we're not going to eat up our time and crosstalk about how we feel. We're going to conduct the business of the foundation.
I think you should at least I object to the chair's decision, and I think that you should at least do a 2-2. It's totally unfair to just have one person, you know, calling into question the vote of the board of so many board members when we don't have a chance to, especially since I motivated this way back in March of last year. So I think I have something to say on the subject.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chairman, move the agenda, please.
The board has twice voted down extension of time to deal with this. We're going to move forward. If you would like, Lydia, to appeal my ruling, you may.
I don't want to waste the board's time, but I do want this placed somewhere on the agenda in Houston.
Okay. Onward. The next thing is the supervisory authority of the executive director. Doc?
Oh, okay. A point of information. Mr. Chair, if we're thinking at this point that 15 minutes for these categories is not long enough, is there anything we can do about it?
Not without two-thirds approval.
Okay.
You want to move right now to extend the time for this item?
Yes, I would like to extend this item another 10 minutes and make it 25 minutes for this discussion.
Mr. Chairman, point of information.
Hang on. Is there a second?
Yes.
Okay, I've heard a second. What's your point of information, Sarf?
The time has not exhausted yet, and I think the motion is out of order.
No, you can make a motion to extend time on an item any time.
Point of information, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
When we acted on the ED evaluation process, didn't we approve the form as well as the job description attached to the form?
No, the job description was already approved previously. So
attached to the form that we authorized to be sent out.
Correct.
And that settled the question of supervisory authority.
Well, the issue before us is that the personnel committee had been asked to develop a contract for the coming year, and that coming year contract included a section on specific details of supervisory authority, and that's before the board now. It was separated in executive session because it was pointed out that that's a matter of policy and not personnel, and that's now before us. So if the board approves, the board is fully able to approve the change prospectively in supervisory authority. The job description that went out referred to his authorities during the period over which the evaluation is supposed to apply.
Point of information, what I'm saying is that the job description that's included with the evaluation form, included on the evaluation form, is the job description that the executive director gave to our personnel director, and we've already approved that form.
Yes,
when we approve the process.
Mr. Chair, can I speak or get on the stack?
No, not right now. Hang on just a second. That was the job description as it has existed, and that is the job description that people will use as a guide in evaluation. What is before the body now, already before us, is a section on supervisory authority in the contract, and that's still before us. Greg, you want to?
Yes, I'd like to speak to that. I'd like to just make a request that you postpone action on this matter.
No.
Mr. Chairman?
Well, at the moment, what we have is a motion to extend time for this item. Yes, sir.
I'd like to postpone at the request of the executive director. I think that's a prudent thing to do.
I'll second
when?
That.
Postpone
the executive director has requested it be postponed. Saab has moved. I second it.
Right.
The point of information. Mary Burke,
can
to postpone.
Excuse me, before you get your point of information, can I find out postpone until when?
That's my question.
Postpone the middle of February. Next meeting, Mr. Chair.
Aren't we honoring
Mr. Chair?
Point
yes?
of information.
Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
I would request that please ask the member to refrain from making comments while other people speak. Thank you.
Okay, I'm not sure what you're referring to.
I'm referring to our secretary laughing and making jokes.
Me. I'm not laughing and making a joke, sir.
Well, you got to stop it.
Hang on a sec. Deep breath. I'm going to get through this. It isn't as bad as it seems.
Thank you.
Let's just
I disagree,
relax
but go on.
And remember that we are all part of a struggle for social justice.
That's
whatever
right.
Whatever's going to happen here, let us hope it directs us towards that. Okay? Let's try and just chill. Okay. Now then, yes, Teresa, what was your point of information?
I was just wondering if we weren't going to give the executive director the choice of how long he's interested in postponing it. But if you want to give deference to Sarv, that's fine. I was just an inquiry information.
Okay, so I've heard a second. This is to the February teleconference. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
This is Patty.
The motion to postpone, I'm going to take two pro and con. Who would like to speak against the motion to postpone? And just so everybody knows, the reason I didn't the reason I didn't do this last time is because we were at time when the motion to postpone came. So there's time for two pro and two con. Who's speaking opposed to the motion to postpone?
I think Deb offered
well,
two.
Well, I will.
I
said
will
I would if nobody else will.
Okay. Well, you're better
go
than
ahead,
me.
Deb.
No, I'm not.
We can debate.
Deb?
Okay. I think this should not be postponed. I think this is a critical thing. We have a solution. Don's solution was a very good one, and we can get this going. There seems to me to be an effort to drag this out and drag it out and drag it out, and we need to get this done. This is the business of this board this year, it was the business last year of this board. Let us do it without further postponement.
Okay, who would like to speak in favor?
This is Lydia. Are we speaking? Now I'm confused by Deb's comment. Isn't this, aren't we on the third item of the structural, or are we still on CFO? Didn't we finish CFO?
We finished CFO. A motion has been made to postpone the question of the supervisory authority, the ED.
I understand. Okay. So,
until February at the ED's, to which the ED, you know.
Exactly. And so, yes, and I would support postponing and would ask the ED to send us something, a proposal about what is meant by this so that we can consider it at the LSB level. I know at our LSB at KPFK, we passed a motion at our last LSB member that last LSB meeting, rather, that structural changes to Pacifica management or national office staff be submitted to the five LSBs for consultation prior to approval. And so I'm not making that motion right now, but it is just healthy for our network to have a proposal before us so that everybody has buy-in and input, and we can tweak it. One of the problems with not moving forward on the CFO thing is because if we had researched when that motion was passed about the dotted line relationship, which I still would like to see a definition of, that we would have been able to move forward on this. I was certainly prepared to move forward on it.
I was too.
Motivated the formation of the personnel committee largely based on the necessity of having a CFO evaluation last March. So all of a sudden for it to be an emergency when sufficient work wasn't done in the past 7 months seems to be a little unusual. But nevertheless, so in terms of this postponement, I recognize Greg's input, and I would support that and hope that he would send us a proposal that we could contemplate and move on as a complete Pacifica unit. Thank you.
Okay. Who would like to speak opposed to this comment?
I will.
Who's that?
This is Teresa.
Go ahead, Teresa.
I guess when people feel that others are not treating them with respect, that you know, if they're feeling that others are just kind of pushing something through and being rude, I guess there's a certain amount of hurt involved. I've been on some committees like the program committee where we have talked about management and asking somebody to do something and it what happens if it doesn't get done. We have a wonderful show called Informativo that comes out of KPFK, but are people playing it? We have a show called Informed Dissent that we put a lot of money into, but are the stations playing it? Just today we had a national programming, and I talked to some people at a banquet, a luncheon, and they said, "Oh, did you hear that today? It was wonderful." Well, it's because somebody bothered to play it, and some of our stations, if you look at your station, they didn't play it today. We have elections coverage that our executive director, we told them we want this to happen. And some of it didn't happen because people were just absolutely insubordinate. So I think it's essential that we think if you as a board want to give a direction to the ED and you want the ED, he or she, to be able to effect a change, I think we need to address this issue. And it gives people a bad taste in their mouth when they feel like we don't really understand your reasoning for dragging your feet. Thank you.
Who would like to speak opposed? Excuse me, in favor of the postponement?
I have a point of information. I'd like to ask Greg just for the reason that you want to postpone it.
Should I respond now, or Mr. Chair?
Go ahead.
Well, I agree with some of what Lydia said, but that she kind of expressed some of what I had in mind, and I think that this is an issue, frankly, that on which there is no consensus or anything close to consensus. I think it will take up a lot of time. It is clear to me that that there needs to be more discussion, and there's really not time to do that now. I think you should allow the evaluation process to proceed, and we can take this up at some future time. I have sort of given an idea about a restructuring proposal. I've communicated about that, and there'll be more about that in the report I'm submitting to you now, and so you'll have a chance to look at it. But I think these issues of supervision are complicated, and I don't think we really have time to do justice to them in the moment, and I'd rather not encourage what might become a divisive debate at a time when we have other important business to do.
Okay, I'm going to take that as the final comment in favor of postponement, and we're going to move to a vote.
I was going to say something, Mr. Chair, because I thought I was going to be recognized.
Yeah, but now we've had two pro and two con already, and I'd like to go ahead and move it. So if we're going to go to a vote, can you call the roll, Teresa? This is to postpone until the February teleconference.
Okay, postpone. This is SARV. And this is postpone until when?
Till the February teleconference.
All right. Let's start with Evelyn.
Yes.
Lydia.
Yes.
AC. AC Bird?
Yes.
I can't hear you.
I'm sorry, I had to step away for a second. What was it? Excuse me, I had to step away for a second. Could you repeat that?
We're voting to postpone.
Mr. Chair, would you repeat that for him?
We're voting to postpone the question of supervisory authority till the February teleconference.
Yes.
Lisa?
Yeah.
Patty?
Yes.
Thank you. Phil?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Thank you. Ambrose?
Yes.
Thank you. Bob?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Rosalinda?
Yes.
Sarv?
Yes.
Rip?
No.
Rob?
Yes.
Deb?
No.
Serena?
Yes.
Don?
Abstain.
Lavarne?
Abstain. Abstain.
Thank you. I got it. Thank you. I appreciate it. I abstain also.
This is Patty. I'd like to change mine to abstain as well.
Okay, Mary Berg.
Abstain.
Okay. I think that's everybody. One, 13. And 2 no.
Okay. That concludes this section of the public session. We're going to
Mr. Chairman.
Yes,
Mr. Chairman.
Yes,
a point of personal privilege.
Yes, go ahead.
I just want to take a moment to apologize to the whole board for an outburst earlier in this meeting. I hope this board understands that I have enormous respect for each and every member, and I was not calling into question the integrity or the seriousness of the vote. It was purely a personal, opportunistic outburst to express the frustration I'm feeling over some of the slow process that we go through. But I hope the board will accept my apology, and it was not designed to reflect on the seriousness or the effectiveness of members of the board, and I regret actually being so strong in my statements.
Thank you very much.
I would like a point of personal privilege as well.
Go ahead.
I want to say that I have sat here, and I just can't begin to express how I feel about how rude and uncalled for it is for the personal snipes, the way people just feel that they can characterize how other people vote. Leave you me. There are a lot of times I have a lot of opinions, about why I think people vote the way they do, but I don't express it. And there was certainly one committee when I was absolutely outraged at what people were doing, but I did not express it because I felt that that carried nothing. And I wish people would learn to respect that and to respect differences. And it always comes across the cultural lines, and I'm really, that is so unnecessary, and I'm really tired of hearing it. Thank you.
Thank you. In general, points of personal privilege relate to things like inability to hear and whatnot. But let's just leave this now.
I had an inability to.
We're going to. I recognized you because I recognized Don. Saying I'm asking for the future if we could not use it for our personal sentiments about the nature of our proceedings. And I'm not doing anything to say it was inappropriate for you to do that because I recognized it. I want to be clear. We now adjourn to executive session. Everybody, if anybody needs the code, they can email me. I'll email them right back. And we are slated to return to public session in 50 minutes. And if you believe we'll make it in that time, I have shares 15. In a bridge you may be interested
15
in.
15 minutes?
Thank you.
5 minutes.
Thank you.
We are going to reconvene in public session in 5 minutes. 50.
In public. We're reconvening immediately into a.
Oh, immediately in the public, right?
No, immediately we're going into executive.
This is Dan. Can I ask someone a question?
Yes, Dan.
Sure.
Is there a different call-in number for the executive session?
Yes,
there is.
But could you? I didn't have it, so could you tell me?
The same calling.
I'm not on the stream, I can't. I will call you with it, Dan.
On a cell phone, yeah. Okay,
thanks.
I'll call you on your cell phone.